Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. I believe lesser values than love slide into and fall down deep into the dark rabbit hole of BS. And BS is bait and switch. What did you think? Well, maybe that too. My point is, we need to be straightforward about love. And rather than manipulating, controlling, fixing, enrolling, enlisting people in our ideas, let's love them. Let's move away from the manipulation side of life to the love side of life. Let's move up toward how love is that truest north, that truest north star that can keep us focused forward toward being good and genuine people. Genuinely good and good genuinely. That love be as I don't want to say effortless because it isn't effortless, but that it be as normal and natural to us. That it seems almost effortless to those watching us. You know, when people don't sacrifice, they look at people who do sacrifice as if, wow, that's a sacrifice. But the truth is, when you've made it your life habit, your life priority, it'll seem like sacrifice to people who aren't used to it. They're not used to the sacrifice. And for us who sacrifice toward loving at all times, after a while, that sacrifice begins to be so much a lifestyle that we're caught in the, as I said earlier, the true north, following the flow of the river of life down toward the ocean of beauty. So let's be lovers. That's my point. That's why I'm here every Saturday and Sunday on WPCA Radio and however else you're listening on your devices. Thank you for coming in here. I am so honored that you'd give me a half an hour of your life and time. We do some things regularly here. I hesitate to use the word routine, though it is somewhat routine, but we do it with intention, with purpose, to put some pressure on our brain cells, to put some consistency of standing under our understanding. One of those things is we do Love's Creed. Love's Creed I wrote it as my New Year's resolution several years ago. It was so important to me at that time. And I was going through some tough times, and I thought, I got to write some words down to keep me on the task, on that true north of love. So I did, and then I edited it maybe a dozen times over the years and came up with what I just decided. This is going to be a creed for me, and then it'll be a creed for those who would join me. I welcome you to join me in this. If after we say it, you say, wow, I'd like a copy of that to have in my pocket, to have it for my bathroom mirror, for my sun visor in my car, or on my phone or device, write me at randydeanministries@gmail.com. That's all lowercase. randydeanministries is all one word at gmail.com. I would love to send you a copy. But first, let me read it through in total. We'll come back and I'll offer it to you in short bursts so you can repeat after me like a couple at a wedding altar. Here we go. Love's Creed. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I am alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. All right. Now, I'll give you a short burst of phrases, and then you repeat after me. Put the words in your mouth. It's important for us to say things we believe so that our own ears can hear it. And it becomes this wonderful cycle of meditation on the things that we hold dear. All right, here we go. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs, locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. If you'd like a copy of that, email me at randydeanministries@gmail.com. I'd be happy to send a copy of it to you. And as I was reading it just a moment ago and asking you to repeat after me, my brain just internalized the joy of knowing this, embracing this, but also a bit of the stress of my heart that says, oh, I still have so far to go. I still have so much in this regard to become. I want you to understand that when I talk about love, I'm not talking about that which I have finally conquered in its entirety. I don't have anything else to learn or to do to be a person of love. Let me tell you, I got ways to go. I say here quite often, and I want to make sure it's said routinely with a punctuation so that if you came in late to the game on these broadcasts, or if you've been here before and you've heard me say this, bear with me. It's important to tell everyone that I can reach with the subject of love. It's not a once-for-all arrival. It's a lifetime pilgrimage. It is a marathon, not a sprint. It is a calling to become more than average, more than mediocre. Blessed are the mediocre, for they shall always rise to their expectations. I just want you to know, I want to be better than mediocre. I want to rise above even my highest expectations and reach as much as I know how, day by day by day. So this creed keeps me moving, but it also reminds me, I got a ways to go. Now I'd like to ask you to join me in the Lord's Prayer. It's an anchor. It's a stability when all other things are unstable. We need to know that there is a prayer being prayed by millions of people. Not only now, but down through the centuries, this prayer has been prayed. Someone once called it the most prayed prayer in history. If we would hold to it with real connection of heart and meditation, contemplation, to be people who take the Lord's Prayer not in a vain way where we do empty repetition, but with a fullness of repeating it into our soul, out of our soul, up into heaven. I promise you, the Lord's Prayer is a life-changing tool, a life-changing instrument, a scalpel for the heart, a bandage for a bruised body and bruised emotions. Rise to the Lord's Prayer and you'll rise to love. All right? Join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, would you please? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The beauty of that prayer is that we're joining in the very voice and heart and soul of Jesus when he said to his disciples, when you pray, pray this way. I'm forever fascinated by that. And I'm forever fascinated that I'm joining with, as I said, millions of people through the centuries to pray that most prayed prayer in history. Well, today I want to just talk about the subject of love in the context that it is a principle of life, a life principle that we need, like we need calories in our food, like we need air and oxygen when we breathe, and like we need sleep at night, and like we need priorities through the day. Love is a principle of life. Quick note on the side here. When you say principle and you spell the word with the last three letters, P-A-L, principal, well, that principle is the executive director of your school building. Your principal is what I was told once upon a time. And I believe that. I believe your principal can be your friend if you love them. So teach your children to love those people in authority like that. Those people like a teacher, a principal, who are really giving their life for what they do. They deserve love. But I'm talking about a principle, P-L-E, the principle of life, that sustains an awareness that, see, when I don't eat food on any given day, if I'm fasting, well, then my body sends a signal. It's an automatic signal. It's a survival signal. I need love like I need food. I need love like I need oxygen. At the close of every broadcast, I lead you in a breathing exercise to slow you down, to learn how to sustain a pace about life that's just as simple as breathing. But listen, nobody lives without breathing. If we stop breathing, we stop living. Now, to that end, one of the principles of life that doesn't get the kind of consistent attention, except unless you come here, right, and listen to this guy week in and week out talk to you about love, but a principle of life that doesn't get the kind of attention it deserves is the principle of love. I'm very determined to repeat and to say those principles that lead us to love, because I'm also convinced that we have assumed that because we've loved someone or we've loved something, we've loved life or we've loved this or that, we've assumed that we know what we're doing. And while it's beautiful to have a love for your pet, a love for flowers, I understand that. But if we could simply determine that love is such a grandiose mountain view that we need to take it in with a real savoring of what it's all about, what it asks of us on any given day, which is why we do Love's Creed, to understand that there's something big going on here in this principle of life. And in that principle of life, to learn that we ought to set goals. Set goals for yourself in loving. A goal that says, today, each and every day, I'm going to say, I love you to someone somewhere. I mean, it sounds so simple, but you know, as if you've been here before, when we close the broadcast and I challenge you to say those three most magical, charmed, and holy words in the human language, you know it can be difficult even with somebody you've said it to before, but it's especially difficult if you say it to somebody that's maybe they've never heard it before. I've had the experience multiple times, but of late, just stopping what I was thinking and doing and taking somebody by the hand. I can't tell the story. I can see it in my mind's eye, but took someone by the hand and I said, look at me. And of course, this person was a little startled, as people often are with this practice. I said, I want you to look me right in the eye. And I said, I love you. And then I said their name. In this case, it was a person that I knew, and I said their name with those three words. And it was a moment of real struggle for that human being. I get it. I've had it happen to me. I've had it happen through me. But what if we're saving a life? I've read so many stories down through the years that someone who died by suicide Nobody knew. Nobody knew until the tragedy happened. And then everybody said, I didn't know. Well, what if the practice of saying, I love you, could be a beautiful, a magnificent, a majestic interruption to someone's downward slide into that self-destructive pain? What if we were at least putting a speed bump in front of somebody who's falling into the hole of self-destructive thinking? I'm promising you it's not easy, but I'm also promising you it's life-changing. But we have to set realistic goals about saying and being and doing and living love. And yes, I know it's more than saying it, and that's why I just said being it, doing it, following up with the words and at least starting with the words and then proceeding from there toward goals to just be a person of the practice of love. I can't help but think of the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi. This prayer is really a beautiful, beautiful contemplation. Listen to it carefully. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Wow. What a staircase to climb. And yet, as you climb that staircase of the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi, it calls me when I see those words. Grant that I would not seek so much to be loved as to love. This is what I'm talking about, to set goals day by day to be a lover and to figure out how to achieve those goals and to stay flexible with ourselves and forgiving with ourselves when we've missed an opportunity, not to beat ourselves up or to be in any way sideways in life because we didn't keep up regularly and routinely, but at least to set realistic goals and to be flexible in how we reach for them. For instance, if I set a goal that today I'm going to say twice to somebody, I love you, and I only hit it once, well, then tomorrow I'm going to double up. I'm going to reach for a little more to make up for lost time or make up for the lost goal that I didn't hit yesterday. My point is this. Make realistic goals and then figure out how. How am I going to achieve those goals? Recognize that there's a multitude of people we'll encounter day by day. Everyone from a store clerk to the possibility of a first responder, a police officer, you name it. I mean, you know in your own life how many people you may encounter in a given day. And to recognize that I've got a goal in my life to be a loving human being and to figure out one of the ways, how am I going today to rise to the occasion of saying I love you, for instance, or being loving. Let's take it past those three charmed words and just be loving, to slow down my pace, to slow down my racing mind. Oh, I have that problem. My mind gets racing and I can set for 10, 15 minutes and recognize, oh my gosh, I just let my mind race around an oval like a NASCAR race, and wasn't until one of those cars in my brain crashed that I thought, whoa, wait a minute. Slow down your thoughts and be attentive to love. There's a little word called agency that's being used a lot lately, and I really like the word, to find agency, that loving is a practice that is fully worth the effort, that in this practice of the principle of love, that we do have agency. And what agency means is this, that we believe there are others like me who are reaching for this. There are others like me who want to find a way to believe in doing this. Agency in another way is to say to yourself and to hold to yourself, I see a means of being well capable to manage myself in this priority of life. I can see a means. I can see the way. I see a path in front of me. Oh, this broadcast is agency. It gives you, I hope, it gives you the agency, the practices, the principles, the ideas that you can plant in your mind. So agency is the means of seeing how this could be done and agreeing with yourself on some level, I can do this. I can practice this. I can rise to this occasion. I can be this kind of person. That's what agency is, to know that when I'm looking for this practice of the principle of love, I need to be loved and to be loving, like I need air, like I need food and calories, like I need sleep at night. This practice of love is not optional equipment. It's not something that you can miss a day and think, oh, well, whatever, I'll get to it one of these days. Let's all agree together. I'm going to reach today. I'm going to reach today a little more than I reached yesterday. I'm a runner. I've said this here before. When I don't run, I can feel my body asking me, when are we going to run? My body craves it because I know the endorphins I get, the good feeling my brain feels when I've run. I also know in myself that if I don't keep it prioritized, it's going to slide by the side. And if I miss today and then maybe miss tomorrow, next thing you know, I'm missing a week. And that is not a good practice if I want to be conditioned physically to run. The same is absolutely true in the practice of love, the practice of any priority. Practice it, keep it as a priority, see to it that you've got a goal every day, see to it that you're thinking through how to achieve those goals, and remain forgiving and flexible with yourself. So if you miss a day, be forgiving. Don't be so harsh on yourself that you become really punished, which is never a good way to get a goal done, is to punish yourself. But then to recognize you have agency. There are means in this. There is a means by which to reach for this practice of the principle of love. Here's an agency that just occurred to me. It's called Love's Creed. You could write me at randydeanministries@gmail.com and I would send you a copy of Love's Creed. So it gives you the agency, a tool, something in your hand to practice and to think about. I mentioned a moment ago that I'm a runner. I started running by studying and reading, which is kind of my hobby, studying and reading about aerobic principles, how your body and your lungs and your heart, what your heart rate ought to be at resting and what your heart rate ought to be at when you're at a good level of exercise. And it just put in my mind the arithmetic, really, of maintaining an awareness of what I need in my body day by day. That's agency. Love can be something just like that. Give yourself the goals, the achievable reach on a day by day, and the agency of doing it. I'm so glad that this idea of being alive to love arrived at my personal doorstep. I'm so blessed by it. It holds my attention. It holds my priorities. It holds my day-by-day typing in my computer, ideas and quotes that I've run into in a book that I'm writing. It holds my attention for coming here every week and recording this broadcast, recognizing that in this one and only life, we each one of us have principles that we need to hang on tight and recognize. Here's a quote I'm going to share with you that'll be here every week, and that is, the biggest mistake we make in life is thinking we still have time. Be present. Be kind. Be kind. Hear it again. Love more. love now. I don't know who that quote is from, but I'm going to put that in as a marker for every one of our broadcasts. So before I finish today, I want to lead you in breathing. There's agency. It's a practice. It's a principle. And when we breathe, we should teach ourselves how to take good, solid, slow, deep breaths. In order to do that, we need to practice it. On the count of three, I want you to sit as straight as you can or stand if you can. Take the deepest breath that's humanly possible for you and hold it down against your belly, against your diaphragm. On the count of three, here we go. One, two, three. Inhale. Now hold it. And exhale. If you will do that 5 minutes a day, or any amount of time you can, in any given day, it'll slow you down. It'll stop your racing mind. It lower your blood pressure. It'll gain your attention. Maybe go outside and just look at the sky. I can't say enough how much we need to slow life down here in the USA. Slow our mind down from the race and to be present. Next thing I like to do is to do what I challenged you earlier, to prioritize speaking the three most holy, magical, charmed words in the human language. I love you. Go ahead, practice it. Even if you're alone, just say it. Just make sure it gets in your mouth and in your brain, and it comes out in your voice. I love you. When you say that to someone who's never heard it, you may just have saved a life. Maybe simply saving a bad day, but you might have saved them from the despair that nobody loves me. If you've heard my story here before, you've heard me say that as a teenager, I was crying, I mean physically screaming one day, nobody loves me. And I was in despair for love. And fortunately for me, somebody came to me, an older gentleman came to me, said he had a dream about me, and he said, God told me to tell you, he loves you, and I love you. That plus in that same amount of time, within a few years of that, my father recognized he had not said those three words to me. And in a hospital bed, he said, Randy, I love you. Folks, it saved my life. I mean, physically, spiritually, psychologically, it began a process of saving my life. I want to give my life. I want to be dedicated to saving my own life with those words and saving perhaps someone else's life with those same words. All right, let me just give you a couple of quotes to run us through the end of the broadcast here. And that is, I said earlier, the biggest mistake we make in life is thinking we got time. Be present, be kind, love more, love now. Now, here's a quote I am really hanging on tight to from Mother Teresa. Now, listen to me carefully as I close today's broadcast. Go into the world today and love the people you meet. Let your presence light new light in the hearts of others. That's Mother Teresa. Now, go out there, ladies and gentlemen, do something beautiful, I mean, such as love, because ugly, oh baby, ugly is getting done to death. Let's give love its due today. Happy trails, y'all.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m., and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.